So getting back to the meditation. So it is a little different with compassion. And, you know, with all these things, it's interesting that how do I say, the way this has evolved, in particular in the West, and I don't quite pretend to know the evolution of it, but, you know, the Buddha, I've never seen anywhere in the sutta where the Buddha talks about phrases. So these are things that have evolved in our tradition. And even within that, different people emphasize different aspects of it in different ways, and it's all good. So in terms of compassion, the general sense is that it's simpler, a bit simpler than the commonly used loving kindness practice, because it's in a sense more targeted at this particular question of suffering and freedom from suffering. So what we're going to do is basically there's two phrases. One is, and you can write them down, or I can even, aha, because of the wonders of digital stuff. I can also put them in the chat. Bear with me for a second. Okay, so there they are, but I'll also speak about them. I'm shuttling back and forth here between full screen and stuff. So the first is starting with the same way, starting with oneself. May I be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May I be free from suffering and the causes of suffering, and then may I experience joy and ease. And we'll do that, those two, for a while. And in each case, you can see what comes up, you know, because if we're free from suffering and the causes of suffering, we can start to have compassion for ourselves, for the ways in which we're stuck, ways in which we're lost in conditionality. And then we'll move from that to a friend or a close person, and then a neutral person, and then a difficult person. That same sequence, but we'll just be working with those phrases. And time check, 11:25. Okay. Yeah, so we'll do about 5 minutes for each one. So get yourself in an upright position, and I'll do a little bit of oral guidance, and Arizel will help. So first, start with yourself. Start with yourself, just in your mind. May I be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May I experience joy and ease. May I be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May I experience joy and ease. This is the compassion to wish ourselves to be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May I be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May I experience joy and ease. I'm going to mute for a minute here and I'll be back. May I be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May I experience joy and ease. So now move on to someone close to you, someone close to your heart. And we'll do the same exercise there in terms of their freedom from suffering. Now, this suffering person, they could be in a hospital sick and experiencing pain and suffering, or they could be, I know a friend of mine, everything's working out crazy well for him right now. He's out cycling, he's out just running around, having a great time, and he's just like kind of oblivious. And as far as I'm concerned, he's suffering because he's riding for a fall. So, or it could be someone whose company is like, you know, despite COVID going gangbusters and they're working 10-hour days and they're workaholics and they're identified with it and kind of lost. So suffering can take many forms. It does not mean pain. It does mean entanglement. It does mean being lost in circumstance and dependent upon circumstance. So in all these cases, find someone that resonates with you or maybe someone's. And think of that person. Visualize that person. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May you experience joy and ease. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May you experience joy and ease. as we meditate in this way, see how we're seeing that we wish not for a better circumstance for our friends, but for freedom, regardless of circumstance. So the circumstance doesn't matter. It's the freedom. That's what we're wishing for them. And now we'll move on to a neutral person. And as many of you know, this is someone you don't know, but you see. A little harder in times of COVID because we're not on buses and things. But think of someone that crosses your path or has crossed your path. Someone you have no vested interest in. You don't know about their lives. But they're a being, just like us. And so think the same, use the same phrases. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And may you experience joy and ease. There's something so sacred about the neutral person, because you start to see how we're all connected. This neutral person is just as sacred as any of us. So may you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And may you experience joy and ease. And this clarifies, just because we don't know them, we don't know how they suffer. We can't attach an idea about circumstance to that. So really, we're wishing freedom for them, and that's the greatest compassion, that they be liberated from attachment and aversion and ignorance and be free. And now we'll move to the final person, the difficult person. And this is so powerful because often a person is difficult just because they're so entangled and they're so not free. And as Lauren was suggesting with Martin Luther King, sometimes the great moral leaders of our age have had great compassion just toward those who oppress them. So it may be our difficult person is, you know, the person that puts dog poop in our trash pail, or it may be the difficult person is a person of political power that oppresses us. But in any case, from this vantage point, we can see the suffering and realize that there's conditions that cause that for them. And so visualize a difficult person if it's not too hard and find one that's doable for you. Don't choose one that's going to flood you. Someone that's manageable for you. Because the real point is to understand, to unlock in your hearts this compassion. So there's not enmity, but compassion for this being who does difficult things. So visualize that person and just repeat those phrases in your mind. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May you experience joy and ease. May you be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May you experience joy and ease. Sometimes in this, you can see how even the most seemingly difficult, heinous person, when freed from their conditionings are just like anyone else, and you might find yourself visualizing them as a child, free of suffering, causing no difficulty. Have that compassion toward them.